Ona, what's happening? This the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith, speaking from the future about the past and the present. Adjust your egos, man. Be patient. Your time gonna come. It only takes patience. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can find me at maniacalmenace.com or Maniacal Menace on Instagram. That's ManiacalMenace.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
What's up? God damn, we back again. Another episode. I'm on the dolo today. Again, this is Tell Me a Joke. A guideline of chasing a dream, okay? And fuck dates, fuck times. It doesn't even matter when this is. Just understand that I was supposed to take acid today, and I didn't. I wanted to take acid today because I was supposed to go watch The Lion King. But, all right, this is the thing. I call this the Hendrix experience. Basically, is when I take acid and I go watch a movie, but I watch it in 3D or IMAX 3D. So it has to be like the full movie experience if you're gonna take acid and do this. And I wanted to watch Lion King, and I couldn't find any that were 3D or in IMAX. I think I might have missed the boat. Or if they ever did it, or if it's just something to visually watch, I don't know. Pissed me off though. So instead, I went skating today. I went skating, which was very fun. I found where the skate park is. Well, I've been finding a skate park. I went down to Venice. Went down to Venice today. Fuck, LA is amazing. Okay, anything that you can think of that you want to do in LA, people are fucking doing it out here. I'm pretty sure I can find people that still that spinning tops. I'm gonna find that group too. I'm gonna find all the weird shit out here, like jam skating. All right, there's people that actually jam skate. Now I was gonna go jam skate. I went out there just to skate, and I found this little path right next to the Venice skate park. And, like, you roll on down, and as you roll down, there's this little opening. It's like a little teardrop opening, and there's a homeless guy at the end of the path, and he has his whole little home set up. He's got, like, 2 3-wheel bikes, 2 fucking speakers and shit, and his bikes have alarms on them. Yeah, it's like, oh, shit, you're doing it big as a homeless. All right, I see you, sir. But then in the circle area, in the little teardrop area, it's basically jam skate. They jam skate out there. Fucking dance skating and shit. I was learning to lead me some lessons today. I love it. It's exciting out here. Now I got this blunt and it tastes like banana peel. The inside of it tastes like banana peel. But, I don't know. I'm gonna light it though, because I like to do drugs as I talk. So, as we are here, as I talk to y'all, as I tell y'all about my journeys, chasing this dream is something else. Boy, I tell you, I've been having to check my fucking ego. Like, nigga, check it, because motherfuckers out here, social media doesn't. It doesn't help when it comes to you just trying your best, I guess. And you're just getting out there and shooting for the stars. We get out here and we try to have fun, but also try to entertain and try to bring our art to the masses. And you want to do well, and you want all your friends to do well, but you also want to do well while they're doing well as well, right? You kind of get that? Like, I want to be doing as good as the people who are on my caliber are doing, you know? Like, you see people on social media and you see them, they're blowing up and everything. People are fucking getting their break. And it's just like, well, why am I not getting my break? But it's not your turn. It's not your turn yet. Nigga, keep doing what you're doing. It's going to come. Like, it will. Nigga, check your ego at the door. Bitch, this is a community of people that are artists. And it's going to take some time. And I know that. Be patient. Be patient. Nigga, I myself, I got this from Joey Diaz. I listened to his last podcast on Ego. And just listening to him about that, I want to find him. I want to find him. I want to be that creepy-ass stalker nigga. I'm going to go find him. I know where he's usually at, you know, at the Comedy Store on Tuesdays and shit. But I want to go find him. I want to pick his brain. I want to sit down and talk to him. And if I can get him on a podcast, that would be nice. But if not, I would just like to share a blunt with him or maybe just shoot the shit with him. That's all. I just want to have conversation with somebody that's in the industry. You know, I could... Tiffany Haddish is Tiffany Haddish. She's going to be... She's doing a lot. She's doing way too much for a motherfucker just to be hitting me back like, you know, like a normal friend. It's not like that. And so, I get it. I'm glad I have ties with certain people that have, you know, some type of seniority when it comes to this comedy college or whatever. But it's just... I gotta keep being humble. Humble is not a good word, but it's a word that, yeah, kind of, I present myself to this city, basically. Like, I'm here to absorb. I'm not here to take over. I'm not here to fucking shit on nobody, all right? I'm just here to take it all in and observe and then take what I can from here and then move on. Like, cause I don't think I'm going to be in LA forever. I don't think I'm going to be in LA. I'm going to give this place 3 years. 3 years is the magic number that I've seen that seems that's happening for things to happen for people. 3 years. 3 years is a good... 3 years is just the magic number, basically. And I want... I want things to excel. I want things to start to pick up, which they have been. They have been. But, you know, I want things to get better. In 3 years, I think that's when things are going to show themselves. Slowly but surely, it's going to gradually get there, you know. And I give it 3 years until I get the fuck. I'm going to go somewhere else. I don't know where yet, you know. I'm thinking of Canada. I can go where the fuck I want. I can do what I want. Man, this is a dreamer's journey. We'll see what leads me where, you know. I want to travel. I want to see the sights. I want to see the world. It's lovely out here. Oh, my God. Like, palm trees, the sun. I ain't never seen the rain. I don't see the rain. There ain't no rain out here. It's wild how it don't be raining out here. That's so crazy. Yeah, just my endeavors to let you know how things have been going, to tell all my jokers out there. Like, pick a joker. Pick a joker. What if you're gonna be affiliated with this podcast? Tell me a joke. You are the jokers, and my joker personality today is Jack Nicholson. I'm the Jack Nicholson joker. Adam West. I think I'll be the Adam West joker today. That's gonna be my personality. I'm just real friendly. All over the place. Fucking onomatopoeias and shit. That's how I feel. Like the Adam West Joker today. I've tried to learn some things today. I've been sore. I've been tumbling again. Alright. Just anything to get an edge out here. I recently tried out for the Clippers Dunk Squad. They had auditions yesterday. I still got it. I still got a little, you know, a little oomph in me, a little spunk. You know, I can jump off the train. It's, you know, I made a dunk or two. But compared to the other motherfuckers that's out there, yeah, I'm getting old. And I get that. If I don't keep it up, I'm going to lose it. And it's not like I'm gradually, it's not like it's a drastic loss, but, you know, it's rusty, basically. I got to dust the cobwebs off. I went to a gym the other day, spring floor, Jam. Nice to meet you, Jam. I like Jam. Joining All Movement or something like that. And basically, nowadays, it's a parkour / kickboxing / fucking tumble track, spring floor. So everything, basically, anything that you could think of doing at this, it's not even a big gym. It's just a gym that's decent enough for me. People do stunts and shit there, and it was nice. I got to get back in it and work on my full. Felt like a former cheerleader again, you know. And it, my body hasn't been through something like that in a very long time. So today, right now, as we speak, I'm hurting. I'm hurt. Yeah. Like, this shit, it got me really, really sore. Really sore. You know, trials was nice, though. Trials was nice. I just basically wanted to get through them without breaking nothing. Because nigga ain't got insurance. Alright? And, bitch, you need insurance out here, nigga. I'm 34 years old. I can't be out here jumping on no trampoline, fucking my ankle up. Bitch, I got work on Monday. I can't be fucking up like that. So, you know, I kept it safe. Played it safe. I ain't throw no doubles or nothing. I ain't even throw no fulls or no sprint on the basketball floor. You know, not this time. I kept it safe. And I probably did not make it, which it's fine. But I gave it a shot. And I gave it my all. I did. My cardio is... I thought it would be much better, but I could work on it a little more. But I gave them 100% personality, goddammit. I know they like that shit. I made them laugh. They chuckled. They chuckled at me. They did, because that's what I do. That's my thing. I make motherfuckers laugh, and I can't help it. I've actually came into myself a little more now that I've been out here. Like, I don't care to talk to everybody. But I'm a very engaging person, you know. If somebody comes or if I make eye contact, if somebody tends to speak with me, I will speak back with them, but it won't be a normal conversation. It'll all be the conversation that's going to leave that person smiling. So, you know, that's just me now. I can't help that. I can't help it. Sometimes I notice that I'm being a bit much, and I need to tone it down. But that's just me, though. I notice it. Other people just love it. They're like, "Oh, you're good company." But I realize that, nigga, you being too funny. Like, it feels a little corny to me, and I probably should calm it the fuck down. But, you know, I just let it go. I just let it flow, and yeah. It is working. I like what it's turned me into. I got a spider in my room, and it's a pretty big spider, and I want him to stay in here and just eat all of the bad shit. So I'm gonna name this spider Ferdinand. Ferdinand the furry spider, wherever he's at, I don't know where he's at right now. I just hope he don't climb in my mouth while I'm asleep. You know, you catch the roaches and the mosquitoes while I slumber. You know, anything else is yours. It's free eating, free rent, free eating, man. You just keep them away from me. That's all I want. Update this car. All right, I wasn't gonna come back on here until my car was fixed, but fuck it, right? This fucking car needs a goddamn... The head gasket needs to be... I need to change the head gasket. Excuse me. But, and I've YouTubed all I can when it comes to this head gasket, and that's something that I'm not about to do by myself. I do not want to do that. I actually wanted to go to the place people and because it's gonna cost a lot to get this head gasket fixed. And I understand that. But I wanted to be like, hey, I know what's wrong with it. I know what the problem is. I got the head gasket and all that. How about you fix it and I help you? How about that? How about I take your son to work day? You know, I could be that stepson or that adopted son that you never loved, and I could come help you work on my car so I don't have to pay you that much. I mean, I know what I'm doing, kind of, sort of. You know, it's so much. Changing the head gasket, 03 Honda Accord. Just look up what you got to do to change the head gasket on that motherfucker. It's too much. I mean, it's not a big job. Yeah, it's a pretty big job. And I'm definitely not down for doing it. I said, fuck that. Like, motherfuckers take days on doing that shit. I'm like, no. I don't even have all the right equipment. I was just going to wing it and go for it. I mean, it's a fucking car. I swear. Other than that, things are pretty good. Pretty good. Looking up, kind of, sort of. The Mexicans, they're starting to love me at my job. I don't know if I've been telling y'all about how at first I thought they wanted to fire me and they just wanted to shaft me. Now these dudes, everybody's fucking family, right? Everybody's family at my job. They just recently brought us to a Dodgers game, which was phenomenal. I had a good fucking seats, all right? Seats right there in the front fucking row. I'm like, holy shit, you know? Baseball games? I don't do too many baseball games. Fuck baseball, all right? Baseball's boring as shit. But when it's a free game and there's Dodger dogs are cool. I had a Dodger dog there. They don't really sell Dodger dogs there anymore, but they sell something like a Dodger dog. And it's basically a hot dog wrapped in bacon with whatever else you want on it and shit. And there's other places that do other types of hot dog shit, and they're like sausages and bratwurst and all that. I just want to dodge a dog, you know, get close to it. And, you know, we at the game. They digging me. They digging what I'm doing. I'm working hard. I mean, I'm working. They letting me go on about myself. I've been pipe. I'm an electrician. I've been pipe real well. Been bending pipe since I first started. So once I got up there and it was like, oh, you can bend pipe. Yeah. All right. Boom. Made them come on themselves because they love my work that I'm doing. So they decided to give a nigga a raise. Nigga. Motherfucker, Mexicans gave me a raise. After all this time where I thought they was trying to fire a nigga, these niggas like, we like what you doing, little nigga. Here, take these $2. Motherfucker, they gave me $2 motherfucking dollars. Are you serious? I ain't never got a raise ever. Well, the last time I got a raise from the last job I was at, guess what they gave me? 50 fucking cent. I was like, bitch, I can find 50 cent in the sofa. Did you seriously just give me 50 cent? 50 cent as a motherfucking raise? What is that going to do for anything? I ought to slap a nigga with 50 cent. Get the fuck out of my face. 50 cent? I'm gonna piss on your grandma's grave, nigga. Take this 50 cents, shut up. Be lucky you got a job. It's like, wow. All right, I feel you. But these motherfuckers, two goddamn dollars, two whole dollars. And I thought, this is just between us. I was like, oh shit, you gave me $2. You know, no one really discusses money and shit. But these drunk Mexicans, as soon as we got to the Dodger game, they was like, yeah, Kyle's been doing his thing. We ain't fire him yet. Look, he's still here. All family there. I got a picture. I might throw the picture. I'm gonna throw that picture up there. They sent us a picture, and it's all of us. It's all of us, the whole company. It's not much of a company. It's not a big company, but it's all of us in the company. And I'm that one little nigga that's just in the mix. That little piece of pepper. Just in the mix of all this goddamn Tony's. Tony Sat, whatever you would call it, Mexican spice. Something like that. Some Lowry's. They'd be like some Lowry's. But yeah. Motherfuckers in there like, yeah, we gave Kyle a raise. He doing so well. I'm like, oh, all right, you telling everybody. I didn't know. I thought it was a secret between us. Yeah, we gave him $2 whole. I'm like, yo, hold on now. You ain't got to tell him all that. Why is you give him, like, a percentage? Why is you give him numbers amount? Like, you ain't had to say shit like that. Be like, goddamn. $2 is a bit much. How the rest of these niggas doing? You know, are they doing okay? The way you could just tell them that I'm getting $2? Nah, nigga, on my ass now. Motherfucker having us starting at work for 6:30 in the morning. Like, why the fuck are you doing that? Like, dude, who the fuck wants to start work at 6:30 in the morning? Then we getting rules and shit. Nigga trying to sabotage a homie. I know he been trying to sabotage me, son. Thought we were cool at one point, but that's how family is. If it's family, oh, I don't want this nigga here. He don't speak our language. I gotta fucking talk to him English. I gotta have safety meetings. I have to have 2 safety meetings because this motherfucker don't know Spanish. Fuck you then, homie. God damn. I'm sorry, but that's just how I be feeling sometimes. Cause it seems like, I mean, they really help a nigga out, but everybody else is up against the nigga, and it's like they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about me at all. It's like, oh, we like that you forward in our progress at this site, but you know, none of us like you. It's like I don't. It's weird. You know what else is weird out here? You know what else is fucking me? Girls are still allergic to condoms. I didn't know. All right. I've always just thought it was some type of ploy to be like, oh, I'm gonna make you get me pregnant. Like, yeah, I'm allergic to condoms. Lambskin is the way to go whenever somebody says you're allergic to condoms. They're allergic to latex. Okay, that's fine. I get it. But yeah, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. Let me light this drug real quick. I haven't. There we go. That's much better. I like it out here. I was supposed to go boogie boarding today. But instead, I wound up finding these people that skate, and they jam skate, and that's what I did today instead of boogie boarding. Maybe next Sunday. Next Sunday, I'll do it. Yeah, but it's not bad out here. I mean, I don't know where my next place is gonna be. I don't know where the next place should be. I don't know where I should go. I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to be going home in a little bit. I'm excited about that. Like, I can't wait to get back home. Like, I've been out here for 6 months now. Feels like I've done a jail time or a jail sentence or boot camp or some shit like that. That's what this feels like. It feels like a boot camp. And I'm ready to go home. I think that's roommates coming in now. It's about to get loud for a second. Y'all probably can't hear it, but still, you know. It does. She talks to the dogs in these baby voices, which is like, do the dogs understand that? What do they hear when they hear that? Do they feel as if they're infants still? I'm not sure. I want to talk about this thing. I'm gonna call it Rentgate, like Watergate and Deflategate, or you know. Like on your mom's house, what they're doing with the, yeah, I'll talk about it some other time. But oh boy, shit has gotten wild when it came to this rent situation. That's what happens when you don't sign any contracts and you just move into someplace. And it's just like, hey, you pay me this and you pay me that. It's like, all right, you gotta be careful, man. You'll get swindled. All right, don't think that everybody's nice and copacetic. It's not always like that. Yeah. But I am glad that I was able to make it out here, you know, and I'm still able to make it out here because a lot of people out here are very homeless, very, very, very homeless. And most people, I don't think they care to do anything else besides be homeless. People are living the life as homeless. They're enjoying it, but they're enjoying it to an extent because there's certain amenities that you don't get when you're being homeless out here, and there is a lot. But if y'all have any suggestions on where niggas should go next, I will definitely. I don't like the cold. I don't like when it's cold. But, you know, I can deal with cold. I'm small, so I'll just bundle the fuck up. But I care not to be cold. I'm a big water buff. I'm a Pisces, so I love the water. But I like to stay close to water. Hiking is nice. If I can find hiking. I'm going to start getting more people on here. I'm going to definitely have more people on here, especially when I get home. I'm going to try to get as much in as I possibly can. I'm going to just bank them up. I'm going to bank them up, and I'm going to fucking send them out to y'all. Because, you know, just a little insight on how I'm living. How I'm living. In living color, you know. I'm taking up new endeavors. Jam skating was one of them. I've always wanted to do that. That's, you know, I have skates and I do skate around, but my thing is to be able to jam skates, to get a little crazy legs, you know. I've also taken a liking into the bass guitar. So I have a bass guitar, and I wanna be able to play bass for my mom. My mom plays bass. Like, so before she passes or anything like that, not saying that she's going to be dying pretty soon or anything, but, you know, that's one of my life goals now. It's a new goal, and I just jotted it down. Jot down your goals if you need to, or just keep it in memory. Just have something to strive for, because that's, I would really like that. I want to be able to play side by side bass with my mama. That's what I want to do. And I'm going to self-teach myself. I'm really getting into it. I popped one of my strings the other day because I tried to tighten. Fuck a goddamn the tuners that's on your phone. I might have fucked it up, but it didn't work for me. Well, I was trying to use the tuner on the phone. I wound up popping my goddamn E chord. E string on the bass, pop the fuck out of it. So now I gotta get a new one of those. But, you know, I'm out here working on it. I'm practicing. I'm doing my thing. You know, Netflix is really, really putting it out there, Netflix. And I love what you're doing. Keep it the fuck up, okay? We got a lot of stuff happening when on Netflix. If y'all are anime buffs, I'm a big anime buff. Just a few animes to get into if you haven't yet. If you haven't seen My Hero, you definitely need to watch that. Soul Eater. If you're a fan of just good animes and shit that you can like, something that kind of represents you, or if you can see yourself in that person, Soul Eater is one of them. Soul Eater is a good one. Just rugged, fucking, real bloody type of fight animes. Baki. You need to check that out. Baki. I watched the first and second season of Baki. It's amazing. I don't even want to tell you about it, what it's about. It's just niggas is fighting. Motherfuckers is fighting on it. And then there's another one called Kengan Ashura. I believe that's it. Kengan Ashura. It's more like a three-dimensional. You know how remember when Johnny Quest went from regular Johnny Quest to 3D Johnny Quest? And, like, remember when Beast Wars? Yeah, like that type of image. But it's a lot cleaner now. And, yeah, it's a whole show based on just motherfuckers having their own style of fighting. Kind of like old schools. I love it. It explains so much when you watch it. Hobbs and Shaw was a good movie. You should check that out. If anybody wants to go ahead on a Hendrix Experience with me, or wants to check out Hendrix Experience to ease yourself into it, I would say watch Doctor Strange. Watch Doctor Strange with a hit of acid and see how you feel. And then take it to the movies and watch something in 3D on a hit of acid. Then see how it is. Fucking, I went did Star Wars. I've watched Star Wars, Doctor Strange, Deadpool. What else did I watch like that? There's a few more movies that I've watched with doing the Hendrix Experience. I had to watch Deadpool a few times because it was intense. Yeah, but Star Wars fucked me up. The little alien monsters on Star Wars. Yeah, I was way too high. But other than that, it's fun. It's fun to do. It's yeah, very vibrant. You know, you get you really get into it. A movie that told me a lot, that kind of brought out, it made me think a lot, was Split. I watched Split on acid, and I forget what everything that was told to me as I was high watching it. But Split's a good movie, and yeah, had a really good time. Had a really good time watching Split on acid. Made me write a lot. I hope everybody's writing. Make sure you write. Write, just continue to write. If you're trying to do something, if you're trying to chase your dream, if you're trying to follow in the footsteps of all these other great artists out here, make sure you continue writing down your thoughts. Make sure that whatever is in your head, that you can expound on that. That is just not one thought. Make sure you get that thought out and do something with it. Me eventually, I've just been recently reposting my visual poetries on my Instagram, stories, not the stories, the videos, the Instagram video, the Instagram TV, IGTV. Yeah, I've been reposting those because I can play the whole thing there, and yeah, they've been doing pretty well since I've been posting them up there. I also have a YouTube, Maniacal Minutes Comedy. I've been posting stuff there eventually, but all these platforms, this social shit, I don't know. It's there to help you, and of course, it's very helpful. Don't get me wrong. If it's working for you, keep continue. Just, make sure you have content somewhere. Make sure that you're capable of being able to put a reel together of things that you've done. If somebody wants to see you, where can they go see you at? Make sure you have multiple places, or if not, just a real clean website or something like that. I need to get back on my website and get it back running again. But shit costs money, and yeah, I'll eventually, not eventually, I'm gonna get it back up running pretty soon. Maniacalminutes.com. So branding is a big thing. I enjoy it. I like doing it, but it is a lot. It's difficult because if it's not something simple, then you really gotta be diligent on how people receive it. So I'm the Maniacal Menace. How people get that? How is it spelled? Like, where can people find that at? It's just, it's so much. It's very difficult right now for me to keep this branding going. And I go around just saying my regular name. I just give them Kyle Smith most of the time. But I want it to be the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith, kind of like a pimp named Slickback. A pimp named Slickback. Say the whole thing just like that. But it's a bit much. It's a mouthful, like cock and balls in your face. You gotta do something about that. So I think that I'm gonna keep using it because I've stuck to my guns basically, and I'm not gonna change it. I'm not gonna change it. I got a logo and everything. I'm just gonna add more stuff to it. Just boom, boom, add shit on top. It's all going to come together eventually. Right now, I'm just getting the feelers out there, basically. Just getting shit that's content worthy. Because eventually all this shit that I am putting together will be used. And I'll already have it ready, you know? So, I'm prepping myself for the future. I'm just making sure I have all my ammunition for when shit does... shit gets ready. Shit is ready to pop off. And, like, back to that ego. Seeing everybody doing so many big things. And it hurts to see it. I know it does. You don't have to sugarcoat it. You can... Everybody goes through that. We're human. We can't wait for our turn to shine. When I say it's my turn, man, I'm not letting go of the spotlight. I'm going to make sure it keeps going. You know, kick your fingers crossed to see if I made this dunk squad or not. I probably didn't, but still, if I did, boom, that's extra money coming in. There's so many opportunities to do stuff out here. And I like it. But continue to write. Continue writing. Continue to fucking... Continue to keep things going. I'm so sore. So sore. But I love it, though. Let's see what story I want to tell you. Sweet Johnny James. What up? Oh. Coming up, babies. No. Next week, I'm going to probably try to... Not next week. Y'all even know when I'm doing this. Doesn't matter. I'm going to try to talk to my roommate. She's cool. Melina. She, She just came back from the Sequoia National Park. Sequoia is a huge tree. It's the biggest, tallest trees in the world. All right, and there's apparently not so many of them now because they're being chopped down and shit. But, oh, my God, just standing next to Sequoia, you can see how massive these are. She just came back from that, and I believe she is tripping on mushrooms right now. So, yeah, my roommates are cool. She has a very, very different look on life, and her dream, her journey of what she's doing and what it takes for her to get to where she's at. It's a pretty interesting story, and I know a lot about horses as well, so it will probably be really fun and interesting when, you know, to get into that and talk to her. She's real kooky. Yeah, that's coming up later. Eventually, we gonna get it in. This is just the beginning. I know we got a lot of dolos, a lot of solo dolos right now, but you know, this is what it's taking right now. Finally got me a mic. It's a little cute little thing. I see you, fin fine. It works nicely. It's a little USB mic, so I'm talking to my computer, but, you know, you gotta get it going somehow. And I'm not a Bill Burr or a Jim Brewer. Nothing like that. I understand that. When is another F's for Family coming out? Yeah, if that's something you want to watch, check out Bill Burr's F's for Family on Netflix. Very good cartoon. Love that. I can't wait. I don't know how long it's going to take. I can't predict the future or anything like that. But this Hollywood magic is real. And I know shit is going to pop off pretty soon. I just got to get out there more. That's all. Once this car gets fixed, I'm always worried about something getting fixed. I'm always worried about, oh, this has got to be right. That's got to be right. But it's getting me places, though. I'm able to go places. I got a feature spot coming up for poetry. I got two feature spots coming up, one in September and one in December. So, you know, I'm out here. I'm gonna continue doing what I'm doing. I'm always writing. Last episode you heard by my Thin Mints. Yeah. Keep working. Keep at it. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let people stop you. Don't let somebody say that what you're doing is fucking trash, man. Fuck them. If you're confident in what you got, keep going. Keep going, because can't nobody tell you you can't do something unless you shouldn't be doing it. Then don't do that. But if everybody's got their own artistic look on something. And however you can present your art, man, present that shit. Our parents out here, they worked in their hearts out. They paved their way for us to live a life like this. To live a life like this. You know, I know my dad wishes that he could be painting right now. That was his dream. You know, he was an artist, but he had to provide for us kids. For his kids, and I see my brother now. He's got four of them, and that's all he's been doing is just working, working, working. And it's like, damn, I know growing up, like, I thought that that's what was the thing to do was just work, work, work. But then what else? What do you get from that? What am I just supposed to continue to work, and then I work and then come home and chill and just to wake up and work again? I always thought we just live for the weekends, basically, growing up. I always saw my parents working. I'm like, well, when do you stop working? When do you not have to work anymore? Why are you always working? When is the work end? Like, when do you have time for yourself? I've never got to see that growing up. I've always saw my parents working. And I don't think that life is here for us to always continue to work and work and work. You know, what do we have to show for that? At that time, like, I've had friends, they're still in the same spot because their people are still working. Still working, still doing the same thing, but it's like, y'all never moved from here. Why have y'all never excelled from this little spot here? Why have y'all never did anything better for yourselves? I don't get it. It's like, all this work that you put in, what else do you have to show for it if you're still broke? Or if you're still living a life of making ends meet? People are just waiting for a break at some point in time. Just a little assistance from the outside. That's all. That's what most people want. Just a tad bit of assistance from the outside. Which is very helpful. It's most of the times what I'm waiting for. Pensions, 401ks, whatever I can get. You know? Loan situation? Is that what you asked? Loan situation? How's my loans? Still got five of them out there. They're out. Five payday loans out there. Five loans worth of debt that I've collected. And I think it might be more than that, to be honest with you. But I'm knocking it down. I'm knocking it down. This is what I gotta go through so I don't be homeless. So I have a place to stay, so I don't be poor. I gotta get up tomorrow, 6:30 in the morning, so, you know, don't get fired. So this is what I gotta deal with just to go ahead and follow a dream. Shit ain't easy, man. It's not gonna be easy until you're done. Until you finish, until you don't wanna do it no more. Until the retirement happens. I don't even know if you retire from fucking comedy. You're always going to do comedy. I'm always going to be doing this. At this point in time, no lie, though. It's been like 2 weeks since I've been on stage for comedy. Like, I'm always up on stage for poetry and all that, which is, it's like my comedy as well. It's still entertainment, and I'm still doing comedy poetry, so I'm still getting the muscle out there. But I came here for comedy, and I'm not doing as much comedy, and it upsets me. I don't like it. I don't like the scene out here, especially when it comes to open mics and stuff. Basically, you have to be getting booked. Booked is what you want out here. And the only places that you can go that recognition does come from is probably like the Comedy Store, maybe the Ice House, you know, Laugh Factory or something like that, but mainly the Comedy Store. And the only way you're getting up at the Comedy Store is if you work there, or if you affiliate, or if you know somebody from the inside. Other than that, like, if you're outside of trying to come on in, it's not going to happen. It's not happening like that here. If you work there, you're good. But, you know, if you ain't got a good friend that's on the inside, that's high up on the inside, good luck with that then. Good luck with trying to get up at the store. Like, I've assessed that situation now, and that's one of the reasons why I'm like, oh yeah, I see how this is. I probably won't be here for too much longer than just because brown nosing. There's a lot of brown noses out here, and I'm not one to do that. I'm not one to be all up in your ass. I don't care what your fucking ass hair smell like. I'm not trying to get a rusted trombone on my fucking lip. You know, I don't want none of that. I don't want to be all up in your shit to where I get pink eye. That's not about to be me. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to just continue to be funny. Which is not what it takes anymore now. Not out here especially. It doesn't take you to be funny. It just takes for you to come up with a good idea. I don't know what the fuck it would take you for. But motherfuckers out here, they're not that funny. And they get big deals. Big fucking deals. And just like, oh, what, are you in the right place at the right time? I don't know. You know, how does it, is it luck? Most of the time, it's probably luck. But once again, nigga, check your ego. You're going to see a lot of dumb shit like that. You're going to see a lot of shit like, oh, why he made it? How come he made it? Don't worry about that, nigga. Just worry about you. You keep doing you. Because you better than whatever they're doing. Because that's what they like. Wait till they see what you're doing. You know it's good. So, keep pushing, man. Keep on pushing. Keep pushing. Keep striving for excellence. You know. Social sites. Keep doing what you can. There's a lot happening out there. There's many outlets. There's many ways to get looked at. More opportunities are opening. You know, everybody's got a shot. Everybody's got a chance. You just got to keep working at it. Keep working at it and keep going. That's it. That's all I got to say. I ain't got to say nothing else. I don't want to keep talking to y'all motherfuckers. I'll probably give you a poem before I leave out of here. Keep on pushing. I'm not really sure. I'll think of something. I'll think of one before I leave. Something that's good. But it'll be at the end of this. So, to all my jokers out there, how y'all feeling? What joker are you today? I'm the Adam West Joker. You know, here for the onomatopoeias. Here for the long run. Here since the beginning. You know? So, get you a sidekick. Keep writing. Keep your fingers crossed. Roommates is getting loud as shit. Y'all enjoy. And until next time. I need to figure out how I can close this. Till next time. TMAJ, Timaj, tell me a joke. All right, you jesters. No, that doesn't sound right. Until next time. Until next time. Keep the jokes to yourself. No, no, that's not right. Till next, the light blunt for me. Jokes? Tell me one next time. Yeah. Tell me a joke. Guideline to chasing the dream. Jokes? Tell me one next time. Yeah, I like that. I like that. All right. That's how we're probably going to do it. All right, you guys. Thank y'all for listening. Until we meet again. Jokes? Tell me one next time. This is fun. I'll get it. I'll work on it. But who cares? Anyway, fuck y'all. I love y'all. Have a good night. I'll throw a poem at the end of this. We'll pick and see which one it is. Bye.
Back to the blunt. I'ma light it up, please. Black to the blunt. Yeah, we smoking trees.
Whoa. I almost forgot. I'm glad I go back over these and actually do my due diligence and edit like I'm supposed to. I almost forgot to give y'all a poem, and it's a doozy, so bear with me as I get through it. It's something silly. This is this is called Skinny Ankles. Alright, basically what this is about is this dude, because I guess he's, cause he got little bitty ankles, he don't really like to say no to shit, so he gets in a sticky situation. It's weird how I'm explaining it. Anyway, you'll see, he gets into a fucked up situation, it's like, oh, well, damn, but yeah, Skinny Ankles. You say you like the prance, but you worried about your skinny ankles. If you prefer your tiger's bangle, then you prepare to be mangled. Wouldn't you be pissed whenever you took a shit, it dangled, got tangled, came out of all types of wrong angles? When you wake up first, who's the first person you want to strangle? Angel or Kurt Angle? If you got a wandering eye, then who's there hide to wrangle? You reaching for the stars, but ain't none of them spangled. She want rough sex, but you prefer to be tranquil. You don't want her to spank you, but you insist on saying thank you. The next level is pegging, but you ain't got the nerves to say that ain't you. Ain't enough Mentos to get out of what you ain't enough Mentos to get out of what you can assume is about to be painful. She got a chain or two, and I'm pretty sure she not entertaining you. Safe words, she'll name a few. But they'll all be in different languages, so stop is unattainable. It's like 50 shades darker, got a lot harder, and the roles were interchangeable. Your neglect and tenderness has entered you into the danger room. How are you allowing this to happen? You're soft, and why did you give that Loch Ness monster my tree fitty? She tricked me, picked me quickly from the Piggly Wiggly as I'm stickly evicting Wiggly. Why so explicit with me? You best caress me gently, mash me immensely into mincemeat. Pimp me, print me, tempt me. I'm a self-destruct message, Chief Quimbley. All because skinny ankles and my ankle fluid is empty. So, skinny ankles. Man, yeah. So, little crazy, little fun to think about. It's always nice to be able to take your poem somewhere and describe a little story with it. So, you know, keep writing, adjust y'all egos, man, and catch me on the next one.